15 years.
What show do you love that would totally surprise people? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What is the TV show that you love that would totally surprise people? And there's a story that goes along with this, right, Brad?
Yeah, so this question comes out of this story over on TMZ that apparently DMX loved the Golden Girls, and that just made me happy. Because whenever I find out somebody is as happy with the Golden Girls as he was and as I have been throughout my life, it makes me happy. And
yes,
thank you for being a friend.
And I don't know, and this all comes from a story from Gabrielle Union, who talked about how she found out that DMX loved the Golden Girls, where she would end up, they were on set and there was this like dog biting incident, but long story short, he would invite her in to the trailer to watch episodes of the Golden Girls and have a cocktail and just laugh hysterically, and he was like, this bleep is funny, man. And he just, you know, he loved the Golden Girls.
I love
so
that.
I just love that, you know, and it made me think, like, I bet there are a lot of shows that people, you'd be like, oh, so-and-so loves the Golden Girls? Mm-hmm. Never would have realized. I hear that occasionally, you know, like really young people who have found the Golden Girls. I'm like, oh, wow, you don't actually have to be an old queen to love the Golden Girls. Who knew?
651-641-1071. What show do you love that would totally surprise people? You know, it's so funny because in thinking about how I would answer this,
yeah,
I was thinking about all of us, and I'm sort of, I think, to the point with the three of us that nothing would surprise each other.
Well, yeah, because we watch random stuff, right?
Yeah,
very much so. Yeah.
But my answer is like usually a children's show.
Oh, really?
That I love.
Okay.
So there's two that I actually still love.
Tell me more.
And my kids don't even watch them anymore. They've aged out of them.
I bet it's Callie Lou.
Oh, Caillou, no. Absolutely not. No. Never. No. Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
Which is on the Disney Channel. And it's an awesome cartoon. And it's so fun and cute. And I bet you would even like it.
Okay. So tell me about it.
So it's about these two stepbrothers named Phineas and Ferb, and then they have a sister named Candace, and they during the day on their summer vacation, they always want to have the best adventure.
Yeah.
And so they do crazy adventures, like they build roller coaster, like the biggest roller coaster in the world.
Yeah.
And Candace is always trying to get them in trouble, and something always happens. But they always make it off scot-free, and the parents never know that they actually did this thing.
I have never watched this show.
It's such a great show.
And it's on Disney?
It's on Disney. Phineas, I don't even know if it's still on there.
I've heard of it.
Oh, it's so good.
But I've never actually watched it.
The other one used to be a Disney show, and truth be told, I loved it because I had a crush on one of the musicians on this show called Imagination Movers. But I actually, you know, there are shows that your kids watch that, like Caillou, that make you want to, like, I don't know.
Stick a fork in your face.
Or something, like sit on a bed of needles. Because it would be more pleasant. These are the two that I loved watching with my kids.
Okay. What's it called again?
Imagination Movers.
What's it about?
It's these four musicians. They call themselves the Imagination Movers. And they, I don't know, invent crazy things and do silly things and have music.
Oh.
And one of them is really cute.
All right.
So there you go. I saw him in concert once. No big deal.
Oh, my God. With your kids?
Alone. Yes.
That's a little weird, but I don't know.
With my 14-year-old.
Adults love Choo Choo Bob, right? Wasn't like...
No.
Choo Choo
Bob?
No,
you're thinking of Thomas the Train?
No, isn't there like the local Choo Choo Bob?
Oh, yeah. Choo Choo Bob. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And there was a...
I mean, it's not a TV show. I'm just saying something your kids love that parents probably love, too.
Yeah.
Some of them, anyway.
651-641-1071. What show do you love that would surprise people? Who do we have on the line?
Sharon is here.
Hi, Sharon. Sharon, thanks for sharing with us.
Hi, Sharon.
What is the TV show that you love that would surprise people?
I love Bob Hart's Abazola.
Say that again?
It's that Bob Loves Abazola.
I don't know that.
I don't know that.
Yeah, well, you got to watch it. It's on Monday nights. In fact, it's on tonight, and it's on at 7:30.
On CBS. I've never ever even heard of this.
I mean, and the mother, he has a mother in it that runs part of the business, but a sister and a brother, and they're all the sidekicks are just all the other people in the show make the show, and it's just so funny.
I love this.
Her friends and her son, and oh, it's really funny.
Looks like you can watch it for free on Paramount Plus.
Oh, you can.
That's good to know. And there's two seasons. Thank you, Sharon, for your call. Here's really quick the upshot on it. Bob, a middle-aged compression socks businessman from Detroit, unexpectedly falls for his cardiac nurse while recovering from a heart attack and sets his sights on winning her over.
I have not.
I just, like, what a cute little, what a cute premise. I had never heard of this.
Yeah, me neither.
Bob loves Abishola.
We'll have to check it out.
I'm going to have to watch that show, right. Okay? 651-641-1071. What show do you love that would surprise people? Bradley, do you have one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have so many. Like, although that's like the whole point is like, you shan't be surprised if I'm telling you I like something random. But Jay Leno's Garage is one that like people are like, why do you watch that? And I just, you know, I think I love anything that has a story or some history. And Jay Leno's Garage on, I think it's like a CNBC show. Like you can actually watch full episodes on CNBC. But he has a YouTube channel. And so I usually will scoot on over to the YouTube channel just to watch like little bits. And it's literally Jay Leno in his garage. Now, the man has more cars than, you know, Henry Ford.
Yeah, his garage is not like, say, our garage, which is dirty and has a bunch of junk in it.
No, he has, like, he's got a lot of cars. Anyway, each of, like, he'll just wheel out a car, and then he'll begin telling you about it. And the thing you don't realize about Jay Leno from, you know, his years hosting The Tonight Show, or at least, I mean, you know he likes cars, right? But his insane knowledge of history and, like, the whole car-making process is just... It's like, how did he have all that time to like know all those things? It's like he has an encyclopedic knowledge of cars and car companies and car technologies. And so he can, and it's Jay Leno, right?
Right.
So he knows how to tell a good story and do so humorously such that you're actually fascinated in it. And then you walk away going, well, I didn't really need to know what a Duesenberg was, but now I do. And frankly, it was a fascinating story. So thank you, Jay Leno. And at the end, he always takes the cars out for a drive. And it's just like, you know, old Jay Leno tootling around
in his
Southern California, you know, just talking about cars and life, man.
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
We have time for a couple more. Let's go to Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Carrie, what is the TV show that you love that would surprise people? Hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi. Yeah, my husband and I both liked it when my oldest was little. Sophia the First on Disney Junior.
I love that one.
It was so, I don't know, we think there was still kind of some different themes in it that are some clues that we might have missed some things, and we might go back someday and watch it.
I love it.
All again. It's pretty good.
That's so great. Thank you for your call, Carrie. And who else do we have, Holly?
Kim gets the last word.
Hi, Kim. You get the last word on this. Kim, what is the TV show that you love that would surprise people?
Well, this is Kim.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. I like to watch the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader tryout.
Of course you do. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Really?
No, it does.
It's so terrible and so amazing.
How do you watch? Like, where do you watch that?
Well, that's the funny part about it is, you know, I don't have cable or internet or anything.
Yeah.
And so I watch it on one of those, like, weird channels that gives you like old shows. So I'm watching the ones from like 2012.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious.
Oh, like, it's awful.
Like,
it's
Pluto, is it on Pluto or something? Or
what
is it? Pluto, the TV network that you're
not
on?
I don't
not the
I
planet
I don't even know what it's called. I have no clue.
Oh my god, you are amazing,
Kim.
I know.
We
thank
love
you.
Thank you, Kim. That's our friend Kim, and she loves BTS, and do not say an unkind word about them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope she doesn't say anything BTS related, because that wouldn't be a surprise.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And if you need to know anything about BTS, Kim is our go-to person.
She will, yeah. Please leave your questions.
She knows everything.
And we will have her answer them at a later date.
Guys, I have to tell you something. When we come back, it turns out A-Rod is going to be one of us.
What? He's coming to work on my talk?
No, but we're going to have to regard him as part Minnesotan. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Guys, it sounds like we're going to have to start regarding A-Rod as a Minnesotan.
Oh.
Yeah, or at least Minnesota adjacent. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Tell me more.
Well, you know us. Like, we just love sports so much.
Oh, yeah, we're huge. I love... Whenever people play with balls, I'm there.
You are... You're front and center
for
that experience.
Or sometimes I'm, you know, back and to the right. I mean, that's a thing. Quarterbacks, so, right?
So anyway.
Tight ends. I'm
so,
all about it.
Anyway.
I'm a huge athletic supporter, Colleen.
I know you are.
Rah, rah, rah.
I know you are. Anyway, so A-Rod. The real reason why we care about A-Rod on our show is why?
Because he and Jennifer Lopez are a hot mess together.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, this weekend, my husband, who actually is a sport guy, not that he plays them.
Yeah, he's a professional athlete watcher.
He's a professional watcher. He's like, oh my gosh, did you hear that A-Rod is going to buy the Timberwolves and the Lynx?
What?
And I was like, no, I did not hear that. Please share more with me because I would not be paying attention to that. But now it's like we're 3 degrees because of our interest in his relationship with J-Lo.
Yeah.
Because only one part of that do I actually care about.
J-Lo?
A-Rod, J-Lo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. J-Rod.
Thank you. As we like to call them, J-Rod.
Well, it's interesting, right? Well, tell us the story.
Well,
first.
So there's not much really to tell, except for that he and the former Walmart president, is it Mark? Is it Lori? It's spelled L-O-R-E. I don't know if it's pronounced Lore or Lori. Regardless, they've signed a letter of intent and they're negotiating with Minnesota Timberwolves current owner Glenn Taylor to buy the Timberwolves. The deal would also include the Minnesota Lynx, which is, of course, our WNBA team here in Minnesota. They have a 30-day negotiating window, and it would include him, that the two of them, the partnership of Lore and A-Rod, to take control of the team in 2.5 years if they finalize the deal. But remember, we talked a little bit. Well, I don't think we talked about this. I don't know if we would have had any reason to talk about his failed attempt to buy the New York Mets. Do you remember that at all? Does that ring any bells?
No. All I know about Alex Rodriguez, other than Jennifer Lopez,
is the bathroom picture. Sorry.
What's the bathroom picture?
The centaur?
Oh yes. That he has a picture of.
No, that's not even what I was talking about, but go on. I'll find it for you.
Was the blind item that Holly brought to us, which made us wonder about all of these publicationship stories about him and Jennifer Lopez, that he's dealing with legal troubles.
Oh, yes, because he's being sued by his former brother-in-law concerning certain business arrangements and real estate holdings.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, he's, by the way, the bathroom picture I was referring to is now linked in this segment if you'd like to see what I was talking about. It was a picture that somebody took from a nearby.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
that's
skyscraper.
Where he's just sitting on the can.
Into his bathroom, which is
thank
just
God
very upsetting to me.
The towels are kind of blocking out his crouch.
Which is what we hope for all of us in moments like that.
With his monogrammed towels.
Yes. Anywho, but see, what happens then is if A-Rod owns two Minnesota teams, he's sort of Minnesotan
by default.
By default.
Well, in the way that Minnesotans love to, you know, any connection with Hollywood or celebrity that shines an adjacent light on Minnesota, Minnesotans are there for it. So do you think we'll have to, like, stop our in-depth reporting on the blind items about Alex Rodriguez?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not. By the way, can I realize that we mowed right over the centaur picture. Can Holly, can you illuminate the centaur picture for people?
Yeah, so this was back in 2009 that Us Weekly reported that one of Alex Rodriguez's former lovers said that he had a painting of a centaur of himself hanging over his bed.
Which I just don't know what to make of that.
I don't think we have to make anything of that.
I would prefer not to.
I always think it's interesting that those two, Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, mm-hmm. seem to be equally, like, the lore behind them when it comes to tabloids anyway and blind items is that there are incredible egos.
Yeah.
And I do find it interesting that they have formed a sort of, I mean, to use super an ego. Oft overused term, power couple, but they do both seem to have had, you know, their own independent, very specific journeys. So I do find it interesting that they've made space for each other. What it's actually like on the inside, I don't know.
Who knows?
Hey, insofar as this arrangement might bring him, that is then Jennifer Lopez closer to Minnesota, we're not complaining.
Well, I mean, just imagine that for a hot second, like J-Lo trotting down the downtown Minneapolis, the streets of downtown Minneapolis.
It'll just get us right, you know, closer to the source so we can find out the truth.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if she glows.
You know what I mean?
I just think she does. I just think, like, she probably walks around with an aura about her.
Yeah.
Probably golden, like a golden aura.
Yeah. Like a spray tanny.
Kind of. And just, like, maybe it hurts a little bit to look at her because she's so beautiful.
Well, I just don't feel like Jennifer Lopez leaves the home without, like, 11 layers of fabulous attached to her at all times. Yeah.
It's like flair. It's like when you work at TGI Fridays and you have to have flair. She has 11 layers of fabulous. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, celebs behaving badly. We call them D-bags. And we're going to tell you all about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
And we have a little name for those celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-bag?
People magazine.
Oh, the whole thing? What'd they do now?
They're not even trying anymore, you guys.
Oh, crap.
They're not even trying any longer.
Oh, no.
Here's the headline. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry use this $8 tennis ball launcher to play fetch with their pups. And I'm like,
wait, what?
They're going to try to sell me a tennis ball launcher.
A royal tennis ball launcher.
And that's what they do. They go on to write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
10, 11,
8 paragraphs on Meghan and Harry and the royal ball launcher that they use with their dogs.
Not going to complain about that.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry aren't regular pet parents. They're cool pet parents who are trying to make fetch happen.
No. Lazy.
Earlier this month, Harry was spotted at the beach in Santa Barbara playing fetch with their black Labrador using the Chuck It tennis ball launcher.
Hey, we all have the Chuck It tennis ball launcher. Every single dog owner owns that thing.
It's $8.69 on Amazon.com.
You can get it at Chuck and Don's.
Okay, thank you.
Support local.
Also, do not click on that affiliate link and order that dumb launcher and encourage this behavior. It's not a dumb launcher. I know it's a handy tool.
No, you're just saying it's just a normal pet toy.
Yes.
There's nothing unique about it. I mean, I'm sure the people at Chuck It are like, yes!
Right?
It's now got royal approval!
Meanwhile, Alex Warner, who wrote this article for People Magazine, is like, I can't believe I studied journalism and this is what I'm doing with my life.
Yay!
Yeah.
I can't. Alex Warner, what is that? Who is this Alex Warner
character? She actually, this is her beat. She is the celebrity and entertainment e-commerce writer.
Okay, so that's her
thing. So her actual job is to figure out how to insert celebrity stories into their e-commerce.
I mean, in this day and age, I'm, you know, hey, look, it's we're all out to make a buck.
It's true.
But I also, here's the curious question that I would have about this story, which is, okay, I don't, I mean, People Magazine is trash in this regard, right? They've been leaders in the area, in the arena of mixing content with advertising. Mm-hmm. They're certainly not the first. I mean, magazines have been doing this for a long time, but we like to pick on them particularly because, you know, they're, it's the, like, how do I describe this? Like, it's one thing if you're selling, we all sell advertising.
Yeah.
Because we all have to make money, right? To be in business. That's what media is.
Uh-huh.
But like when you're selling it as content, how many people click on this not realizing that this is an affiliate link?
Right. That's the problem. Not the problem. That's not the problem. It is what we are rolling our eyes at, though. It just is what it is. But it almost treats us like we're dumb.
Well, also, I wonder, and this is the thing that you don't know, and again, I think this is the thing you have the ability to ask, or you should ask questions about, is, so they used Prince Harry and Meghan to sell an $8 tennis ball launcher. Mm-hmm. I want to know who's paying for that.
And
is
I want to know
Harry
how much...
Is it Harry and Meghan?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't think, but they must have permission. Or...
No, do you know who's paying for it? We are.
Well, yeah.
Because, honestly,
humanity.
I honestly think what that is, oh, Harry and Meghan are using this dog toy launcher. If we put the affiliate link on, we make money off every one of those that gets paid, that gets purchased.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering who the people are who are like, well, Harry and Meghan are doing it. And how much money do they actually make off of that?
Well, let us also remember the special relationship that People.com has with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Mm-hmm. And as much as they are the source for many exclusive stories
but
about the couple.
But also remember, I mean, here's the other thing. We could, well, I don't know legally, and please just, this is a thought exercise. We could do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of setting up affiliate links. But the question that I have is, because you know how this works on the back end. You get emails all the time. We all get emails all the time saying, like, this new toothbrush has really changed lives. Demi Lovato was seen recently wearing this. If you would like a copy of this toothbrush for your audience, we'd be happy to have Dr. Gingivitis McCracken show up on your show and talk about the big buck toothbrush that'll change your life forever. Demi Lovato loves it. Like, is it somebody pitching this to them and then they're just carbon copying
or
copy pasting it? That's how the sausage is getting made that I would like to see.
My guess is the good people over at the $8 Chuck It place.
Yeah.
They're the ones that were like, ooh, look at our product is the favorite of Meghan Harry. You're right.
And that's brilliant.
Exactly what happened.
Right. That's brilliant from their marketing person. If their marketing person is like, oh my God, did you not see that they were using the Chuck It? Like, hey, TikTok, get on the horn, let people know. And you just did Alex Warner's job for her today. I mean, mm-hmm. she had to write the story, one imagines, on some level, but I don't know to what extent she's just repurposing a pitch,
yeah.
Which, trust, we could do a show for 3 hours every day that's just all pitches, and would sound,
you would hate us,
like these articles.
Yeah, you would hate us. Trust,
because we get them
all the time.
Day,
actually, I feel like.
Actually, did you know that Tom Cruise had legs? My client just created socks.
Can I be honest?
What?
I shouldn't be saying this out loud.
What?
Those things get deleted so fast.
Oh,
it's
unbelievable. Oh, no, I think people. Like, the people who are in those jobs, if you think that you're going to send out that email and it's going to turn into content, you're doing it wrong. But I would hope, right, that, like, on some level, the people they're paying big bucks to would be like, don't do that.
Right.
Right? Like, the successful people aren't doing that because they know that's not a channel to go down. Because nine times out of ten, we're like...
Yeah, delete.
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 Sorry, you can't see my finger doing the delete motion. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said it. Who's your D-bag, Bradley?
Thanks for asking. My D-bag is the whole world.
Oh, great.
No, actually, it's very specific, and it's an actual D-bag. What? Well, sometimes, you know, we're like, this nebulous thing is a D-bag.
Right.
No, James Franco is a D-bag.
Yeah,
and it's very simple. Mm-hmm. So apparently, he is a, quote, sexual predator, according to one woman who bribed, or she says she was bribed, rather, to not quit the Disaster Artist over sexual assault claims, and has also branded Seth Rogen his enabler. So now this all came, an actress by the name of Charlene Yee has accused James Franco, as I said, of being a sexual predator. And this all goes back to, and the actress, by the way, she played, she was in, what was that movie? I just said The Disaster Artist. Mm-hmm. I did not see that movie. I apologize. So I don't know the context of the role. But she posted on Instagram last week that she'd tried to leave the film due to the assault claims against James Franco, which we talked about at the time. Mm-hmm. She said she tried to break her legal contract, but filmmakers instead promised her a bigger role, which she saw as a bribe. She went on to write, quote, I cried and told them that that was the exact opposite of what I wanted, that I didn't feel safe working with a bleeping sexual predator. Mm. They minimized and said Franco was being a predator, or saying that Franco being a predator was so last year and that he's changed, when I literally heard of him abusing new women that week.
The words, that was so last year and he's changed.
Yeah. She went on to talk about Seth Rogen, saying he was one of the producers on this film, so he definitely knows about the bribe and why I quit.
And that was for which movie?
The Disaster Artist.
The Disaster Artist, because she also worked with Seth Rogen. She goes way back with Seth Rogen because she was in the movie Knocked Up with him. So that's like, what I'm saying is that it just adds another layer to the fact that they've had a working relationship.
Yep.
And that he dismissed her.
And this is not just something that's like for somebody she doesn't.
Right.
I mean, not that that's a thing, but like, I think sometimes people would say, you know, like, you're too quick to throw somebody under the bus. Mm-hmm. But if you've had a working relationship with them, one imagines that you would not be too quick to.
Yeah.
Toss arbitrary allegations forth. You can read her whole thing on Instagram. I just was reminded that, yes, in fact, James Franco is a D-bag. Mm-hmm. And we have not talked about it for months because mm-hmm. I think James Franco did something that I think of Armie Hammer doing, which is not basically hiding in mm-hmm. a corner. And hoping that everything will blow over.
Just not addressing it, not saying anything, but still showing up places.
And this particular story should be a reminder to people like Armie Hammer and James Franco that stuff's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And anytime you like people are there to now remind the world what happened, what is at stake, what is being alleged, mm-hmm. you know, if and when he tries to act like, you know, this didn't happen.
Right. Ugh. Gross.
Ew.
And you said this is on Charlene Yee's Instagram account? That we can see what she wrote?
Yes.
Okay.
Charlene is spelled Charlene _YI.
She's actually, I loved her on the show House. She's like an amazing actress.
I have not seen House.
Oh my gosh. It was a whole series that I was obsessed with, but she's like the perfect deadpan actress. She's so good.
I love deadpan.
I know. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, guess what? Guess what? We had more D-bags than that segment could hold. We've got a D-bag double down after this on My Talk 107.1. Fun. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And we just had some extra D-bag, and it's sort of a D-bag update. And, you know, we just have a little D-bag double down.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
More like get them toilets out and flush, because we're going to flush this story about Ghislaine Maxwell. So you guys know we're the Ghislaine Maxwell experts. In fact, remember when we were down in the lunch room the other day? Were you there for that? When one of compatriots here in the building was like, how do you say that woman's name again? Because I know you guys talk about her all the time. And I was like, wow. We are now on the Ghislaine pronunciation
beat.
We're on
the Ghislaine train. Okay. Right. What? Choo-choo.
Oh, it's more like poo-poo. Most recently, we talked about Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's currently in jail awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges of a minor.
Yeah.
And more.
That's real.
That's a real thing. And while she waits in jail, her team has tried to get her out of jail. She's promised everything but the moon and stars. She probably would give away the moon and the stars if she could get her hands on them. But anyway, that's not why we're talking about her today. She's my D-bag double down today because of this story. Ghislaine counters toilet flushing smears with bizarre gushing website.
I just want to give Kate Bricklett a...
What do they call those journalism awards?
A Pulitzer?
I want to give her an award for the best headline ever, which she probably didn't write, but she did write the story. And it's a story all about Ghislaine Maxwell countering the duty smear story, which was that she didn't flush the toilets of her prison and she kept getting yelled at. And they're like, girl, just flush your darn toilet. And she's like, that's not my problem. It's the plumbing problem. And I don't even use that toilet because it's out in the open. So that was what happened last week. And I know you're asking yourself, is this real life?
And
I know the world is full of actual problems. But no, kids, this is what Ghislaine Maxwell would have you focus on. However, in this story from the Daily Beast, we now learn of something I think that will change your life forever. Feel free to go there on your own, Colleen. It's called RealGhislaine.com.
What?
Yeah. So she is fighting new federal sex trafficking charges and the government's claims that she refuses to flush her toilet. However, her very, very wealthy siblings, because, you know, she comes from a rich family.
Yeah.
Are publicizing the finer points, the better aspects of their beloved sister on RealGhislaine.com.
Oh my gosh.
They created this website to try to counter all a negative PR. Who does that sound like, by the way?
I don't know the answer to this.
I mean, Scientology, right?
Oh, sure.
Like any bad evildoer with lots of money who's like, oh, we'll just create a website about it. Or it actually sounds like a politician when like there's a scandal or something and they've got like, here are the five reasons this person is actually really cool and you don't need to worry about them at all. So,
My gosh, I love this website.
Right? If you would, for the audience who can't navigate or surf on over to realghislaine.com. Do you want to just maybe read that first paragraph for the audience?
On the homepage?
Neo.
Okay. Hold on. I'd navigated away.
Fine.
I was on FAQs. This website has been developed and is maintained by brothers, sisters, family, and friends of Ghislaine Maxwell, the people who have known the real Ghislaine all her life, not the fictional one-dimensional character created by the media.
And then they go on to quote former Senator Daniel Moynihan, who famously said, you're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts. And so they claim to be providing the real facts about Ghislaine Maxwell. And I just love that these wealthy, ridiculous people spent all this time and effort creating sort of a haphazard 2002 looking. I mean, they couldn't even pick a good theme on whatever WordPress platform they were using for her website.
Go to the FAQ page.
Okay.
Because the FAQ page is where I really realized that web design was not their forte.
Yeah. Also, I love that they put a picture of Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Yeah. The U.S. Senator
for New York, 1977. Like, the family of Daniel Patrick Moynihan would like you to stop...
Cease and desist.
Nobody wants him up in their nasty business.
FYI, they do want you to know that the physical conditions of Ghislaine's confinement are more restrictive than most pretrial detainees have ever faced.
So?
Well, also, like, you know what they're not throwing in there? Is like, there's a global pandemic. So maybe there's some restrictions.
Also, guess what?
What?
As a part of all of this, and I was reading through this article crying about how terrible Ghislaine Maxwell has it, that she believes that she has been a victim of cancel culture.
Oh, and I thought to myself,
oh, okay, so she's like pulling out all the stops, yeah, right? Like, oh, shoot, go away. This Daily Beast website leaves something to be desired. But essentially saying that they shut down. Do you remember that she had this charity that she had created called like Ocean's 11 or something? I'm getting a paywall now from the Daily Beast, so I can't access the actual information. But you'll remember that she has a charity. It's an ocean charity. And it was intended to be this mechanism by which she could rehabilitate her image after she left Jeffrey Epstein. Mm-hmm. Like, she wanted to get back on the international circuit and fight for the oceans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, I think, has been pretty much canceled because, well, she's controversial figure.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are getting together to talk about oceans in the last year or so, mostly because of the pandemic.
Well,
because
we're trying to talk about survival right now.
But
sort of our focus.
She believes that they canceled her charity because of cancel culture, and that goes they apparently go into detail on the website about this. But I thought to myself, like, wow, they're trying to like rope in every sort of, you know, topic of the moment. Like, oh, she's being canceled. No, she is literally accused of trafficking a minor for sex.
Yeah,
like, if
among other things
canceled, it's by her own hand, and it's long overdue, and it's not because she had a thought. Right. When people talk about cancel culture, they're often talking about people's beliefs and opinions.
Yeah. Can I share with you my favorite part that I have extracted from the FAQ section?
Please.
About the conditions she's living in presently?
Yes.
There is no flat surface in her cell for her to work on the legal documentation for the long hours she is left to languish in there. The drinking water is full of contaminants and the food is inedible. Food has been fed to her on plastic trays that have melted when exposed to the microwaved heating, making the food inedible and unsafe. Anyone? Anyone? Thoughts? There's no natural light in the cell, only fluorescent lights so bright that they hurt her eyes.
Okay, Colleen. Is there any natural light where you are right
None,
now?
None, zero, at all.
Do you have fluorescent lights?
Yep, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how are you doing over there?
I'm all right, thanks.
Okay. Well,
thanks
it is asking. Only 3 hours.
I mean, I'm in here a little bit longer than 3 hours
yeah, but
a day.
I'm saying you've been, but, you know, your sentence is 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm not languishing. Two walls of the cell are external masonry block walls with no insulation. So depending on the temperature, it can lead to condensation on the walls.
I also encourage you to read through her reading list. They give all the books that she's currently reading in jail.
Oh, fun. You guys, I can't. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, popcorn salad. WTF.
What?
We'll talk about it. Don't worry about it. Just stay where you are. We'll talk salad after this on MyTalk 107.1.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.